to leave. I won't stop you from going out the door. Mostly what I'm trying to do here today is update the results, or I was hoping to be able to bring you some more complete results from this study. We began this cropping and grazing system study now 4 years ago in 2006, and we were planning on looking at how integrating cattle into a cotton production system might affect both the production of the cotton and also the production of the cattle. You know, it's by integrating the two systems, you're creating a more stable enterprise because you have multiple enterprises that provide funding to a producer. And hopefully you would have some synergy between the systems that would be beneficial. But there are certain disincentives also. Do we have a pointer or not necessarily? Okay. But you can see from this slide, may be able to see from this slide, but where we've got watering facilities for the cattle, that creates congregating of the animals, and you get a lot of compaction in those areas. It also requires more intensive management for this kind of system, and instead of being synergistic, some of the activities could be antagonistic. So basically, the experiment is being conducted on four instrumented watersheds that we have there at Watkinsville. And Watkinsville is located in northeast Georgia. It's in the Piedmont region. And the soils on these watersheds are sessile soils, which are eroded soils of the Piedmont. We have two treatments primarily. One is two of the fields are grazed and two are not grazed during the rye cover cropping. And for some reason, when I looked at this slide before, anyway, there's a transition problem here. Okay. On those fields, we created management zones by doing some electrical conductivity measurements, other soil measurements that we taking soil profiles and elevation data from the fields. And so we have five management zones, and those management zones are classed across the four watersheds so that each management zone is at least represented on each watershed, but the distribution of those management zones depends on the watershed itself. During the rye growing season, this is rainfall during the rye growing season for the 4 years, and you can see that we had 2 years where we were fairly dry or a little bit drier, well, much drier than the average. The average line is up at the top of the three lines there together. Two of the years were somewhat dry during the rye growing season, and then two of the years have been wetter. Particularly this past year, it was fairly wet during the spring. And 2009, we put the cattle on, and it had been raining, and then we got a whole lot more rain, and so that created some very poor soil conditions. We got a lot of cattle tracks and compaction, a lot of hoof prints being left out on the watersheds. We have taken soil penetrometer measurements on these fields, and this past spring we were able to get the penetrometer measurements made before the cattle went on the fields and after the cattle went on the fields. The watershed that's depicted that's on your left is a grazed watershed, and the watershed that's on the right there is a non-grazed watershed, and these are the measurements that were made before putting the cattle on. You can see there's already, this is after 3 years of the study, so this is going into the fourth year, and you can see that there's a average penetrometer difference in some areas of the field that are on the grazed area that have much stronger root strength cone index values. then after grazing, as you saw from the previous photograph where we had a lot of hoof prints, the penetrometer measurements went up considerably on the grazed watershed and changed practically not at all on the non-grazed watershed. This is some runoff data, also from all four of the watersheds, and primarily what I can tell you with the graph over towards your left, the two highest lines there where we have the most runoff from, those are grazed watersheds, and the two non-grazed watersheds have the lower runoff curves. That was a rainfall event in March before we had put the cattle on. This last, this graph to the right is from September 21st of this year, and it was after we'd grazed this past spring, and then actually we've still got our cotton out there at this point, and you can see the tremendous difference in the amount of runoff that's coming off those fields that have been grazed compared to the non-grazed fields. Biomass production, the first 2 years, well, in fact, all 3 years, we produced fairly good rye biomass, and the consumed grazed biomass, this is the amount of biomass that was actually taken off by the animals. We're producing about 2,000 kilograms per hectare, a little better, 24 kilograms, 2,400 kilograms per hectare. Is being grazed, and we're leaving 6 to 7,000 kilograms on the non-grazed watersheds. And doing some estimates previously from the 06, 07, and 08 years, basically we're saying that the grazing there is worth about $170 to $350 per hectare, and but if you adjust it to feeding equivalents, it's a range of 250 to 500 kilograms per hectare. So it is a positive benefit as far as being able to put animals out there and provide them with some forage, and it's an advantage because you don't actually have to do baling and hauling it off. The results from the cotton growing seasons have been about as mixed as from the grazing period. Our rainfall in general has been much below normal during the 4 years of this study. Particularly in 07 and 08, we had in 07, our yields were almost totally wiped out. The drought was so severe. That's that lower green line there on the graph. This year in 2009 for June and July, we practically had no rainfall. And once the cotton reached the flowering stage, we went from first flower to full flower in about 9 to 10 days. And the plants were extremely stressed. Then, as you can see there, the line that seems to be going along with all the rest and then just goes straight up there in September, about the middle of August, we started getting rain, and we had 11 inches of rain in September. So I'll move on here. In 09, this is what the conditions looked like when we were planting. The cattle, the grazed field is the one on the left there, and you can see the results from all the trampling of the residues and everything. There's not a lot of residue there. And then the non-grazed field here on the right, we had good stands of cotton on both fields. This cotton grew fairly well, but it was stressed because of the very dry conditions. And then the rain started in August. We actually had bolls out there in the field that were starting to show up. And we had something that many of the growers in the region and talked to several other people from around the states. We actually had cottonseed germinating in the bowl back at the in the middle of September. And so we've gone from almost having a crop to having a pretty pathetic, very devastated system out there at this point. But if you look at the yields from 06, 07, and 08, we haven't harvested the 09 cotton yet, though we're working on it this week. In 06, we made 2 bales to the acre. In 07, the drought was so severe that we only made about 315 pounds to the acre. And in 08, we made a little over a bale to the acre. And this year, I think our yields would have been close to the same thing as the 08, even though I think probably from looking at the fields, the grazing had reduced the productivity on those fields, and we were hoping to be able to show that difference, particularly with the management zones. So right now, we're working at going ahead and getting the area harvested, and then we'll start crunching this data back in and looking at how the response has been across the different management zones. And we're looking forward to moving on to some other kinds of research besides this, because it's been pretty frustrating from the standpoint of trying to get consistent year climatic effects as opposed to trying to tease out some of these differences. However, that's part of doing field research. I think we'll end up with some pretty good results, particularly for this year, from the cattle effects. We'll be able to actually take those numbers and show how the differences might play out across those different management zones as far as the way the effects of the cattle on different parts of the field. And then we'll also be looking at some nitrogen mineralization data from across the field, and also we'll do the economics on the systems. So if you got any questions.
So would you recommend keeping cattle out of cotton fields and just using cover crop rotation without cattle?
Well, I think there's probably a better management scenario than what we were using. We went in with sort of a set plan of how to manage the animals as opposed to being, you know, really flexible with the way we were managing the animals. And we had a specific time period that we were going to put them on, and that's sort of how the experiment was set up. I think it would be much, and this may be another study that we look at, but I think it would be better if you had multiple fields that you manage the animals on. And instead of them being on the cropped areas during the wettest period of time, you manage them so that you move them from areas, and maybe you have a sacrifice field that if it's going to be really nasty, you move them on there, and you know that one field is going to be the one field that gets really damaged. But I think the system can be made to work. It's not going to work. I don't think it's going to work with the way that we particularly manage this system for looking at it. But there are multiple parts of this study that I think we're going to be able to tease out some things that'll be fairly interesting.
Yes. Do you think it was the compaction or the reduction in residue cover that affected the cotton growth after grazing?
I suspect it was the compaction more so than the lack of residue cover. Because we also, the field seemed to puddle and crust a lot more because of the residues. The biomass that was there from the rye really got mixed into the soil, and so it decomposed. So, well, maybe I'm not answering your question well, because it seems like it was both effects, because the residue was not there because it had gotten mashed down into the soil. But the compaction is, you know, from those measurements, that's pretty high soil strength. So we'd have to look probably at rooting depth or something, Francisco.
What was your stocking rate, and also did the cattle
the stocking rate's complicated, which I'll have to explain it to you. I can explain it to you. It's we put a bunch of animals on there and we graze over a short period of time. And then we estimate animal productivity based on the amount of forage they took off. And that's some of Dr. Fisher's, you know, he's a range scientist, and that's sort of his approach to doing this. So,
all right,
thank you.
You.